This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today on President Bush's controversial nominee to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The nomination of William G. Myers is opposed by a wide range of environmental, civil rights, and American Indian groups. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
William Myers is a 48-year-old lawyer whose career includes stints as a Washington lobbyist for the ranching and mining industries, a government lawyer serving the Bush administration's Department of Interior, and several years of private law practice in Idaho and Wyoming. The Alliance for Justice is a public interest advocacy group that rates the records of all judicial nominees. President Nan Aaron argues Myers is a man of extreme views who should not be appointed to the federal bench.
Bill Myers exemplifies the administration's too cozy relationships with special interests. He used his job as a high-ranking government official in the Bush administration to reward mining and ranching industries to which he had devoted his entire career.
Opposition to the Myers nomination has drawn in scores of environmental groups, from the Sierra Club to the National Wildlife Federation, which has never before waded into judicial politics. The Federation's Jim Lyons says his organization decided it could not stay out of the debate over Myers.
Well, the crux of the record is that he has a long and consistent record of opposition to basic fundamental environmental protection policies.
Myers' appointment to the bench would undercut years of hard-fought environmental protections, argues Lyons, especially in the Ninth Circuit, which encompasses eight western states and is home to much of the nation's federal land and natural resources. The criticism of Myers' record doesn't sit well with state officials in Idaho who support his nomination. Michael Bogert is counsel to Idaho Governor Dick Kempthorne. He argues when Myers served as Interior Department solicitor, he was able to balance the competing interests of environmentalists and states, which are often looking out for the economic interest of their local industries.
The Department of Interior, when Bill Myers was solicitor, we had a very welcome ear from the perspectives of the states, and we didn't quite have that before, we thought, with the previous administration.
But National Wildlife's Lyons points specifically to Myers' views on the Endangered Species Act and on habitat protection.
He filed a brief before the Supreme Court that argued that protecting wetlands that serve as habitat for migratory birds was unconstitutional. And it goes on and on and on, and I don't think that that is striking a balance by any means, and I think that the American public, who embraces sound conservation in the policy, would agree with us.
During Myers' tenure at the Interior Department, he also reopened the door to gold mining on land sacred to an Indian tribe. This is one reason Native American groups oppose his nomination. But Idaho Attorney General Larry Wasden, a Myers supporter, argues the nominee is a man of sound judgment. Critics may disagree with Myers' decisions, but Wasden says they've offered no evidence to suggest he's not qualified to sit on the federal bench.
Bill is a person who I know can sit down, look at the issue, and very fairly and objectively review it and analyze it and render a decision.
The Senate has confirmed 171 of President Bush's nominees to the judicial bench. Senate Democrats have blocked six others. Mr. Bush later granted two of these recess appointments. William Myers' nomination may be heading down this path. Today's vote is likely to divide on partisan lines, with Democrats voting against him. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.